AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republican senators met behind closed doors with President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz. He was questioned about the sexual misconduct and other allegations against him. Maine Republican Susan Collins was there.
I was shocked by the nomination, given the many allegations, but that's why it's important that the Senate go through its process of making sure that we have a background check, that we have a Senate investigation, which involves extensive interviews and questionnaires, and then a public hearing.
Meantime, members of the House Ethics Committee are also meeting privately to discuss the findings of a long-range investigation of Gaetz. As prosecutors in New York push to preserve Donald Trump's historic hush money conviction, his lawyers urged a judge to ignore them and scrap the case before Trump takes office in January. Jose Ibarra was convicted in Georgia and sentenced to life in prison for the death of nursing student Laken Riley. The trial received attention during the presidential campaign because Ibarra was in the country illegally. Prosecutor Sheila Ross says the evidence was clear.
The defendant's DNA is under the right fingernails of Laken Riley. And it is only Laken and this defendant in that sample, and no one else.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will give Ukraine anti-personnel mines to help slow Russia's battlefield advances.
Because of the way that the fight has evolved, this is just another stage here. But again, our focus is to help them, is to meet their needs.
Israeli officials have demanded freedom to strike Hezbollah in Lebanon as part of any emerging ceasefire deal between the sides, raising a potential complication as the top U.S. envoys in the region attempting to clinch an agreement. This is AP News. A major storm is moving through the Pacific Northwest. Trees are down. Power is out.
We have a lot of road closures, especially on the arterial streets.
That's Maddie Christel with the National Weather Service in Washington.
With big trees down, we've seen some in the Bellevue area east of Seattle that it almost looked like really big old growth trees came down with this. And those are, you know, some of the more well-established trees here. So to see those come down is quite significant.
Down trees killed at least two people. The Weather Prediction Center issued excessive rainfall risks through Friday, and hurricane force wind warnings are still in effect. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
An anesthesiologist in Dallas was sentenced to 190 years in prison for injecting a nerve-blocking agent and other drugs into bags of intravenous fluid at a surgical center where he worked. A co-worker died. Several patients had cardiac emergencies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.